Dave Kaiser from Cranbrook McDonald's. Did you grow up on a farm or rural property years ago?
No, I didn't. But I grew up with an appreciation for the ranching business because I grew up in Calgary, and that's big ranching country around there. So, yeah, it's an important industry.
And the cows don't know this is going on, and I don't make fun of that. It's true. Business goes on for them.
Yeah, there's some businesses that you just can't stop. They're going to happen whether you're ready for it or not.
How are you surviving all this?
Well, we're making a lot of changes, to be honest with you. And Tuesday morning, we closed all the lobbies of all the McDonald's restaurants right across North America all at once. So it's just to limit the contact of people with people, and so that's the way we're going about it.
But you still have the drive-thru open. There's still people can access you, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the drive-thru is still open, and also you can come into the front counter and take out food if you want to. You just can't sit inside the restaurant and eat it there.
Really good. What is the plan from McDonald's right now across the country? What are they saying other than this? I guess they do like everybody else. They hear the announcement coming from health officials and from government, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The situation is so fluid that you really got to take it day by day, hour by hour, and react accordingly. So, and for business, for commerce in general, it's difficult to move on a dime. It's sort of like a battleship at sea. It's tough to turn in a heartbeat. So we're just examining it. We are on conference calls every morning for a couple hours talking about next steps going forward.
Very good. With your involvement in the community, and that's been a big part of McDonald's since coming to Cranbrook in the 70s, for that matter. But as a Rotarian, I know I was seeing Tara Hansen, they're trying to get people home, Rotarian, you know, the exchange students and everything else like that. The spinoff is quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I know our Rotary Club, which is the Cranbrook Rotary Club that meets every Thursday at noon, we canceled our meetings, even canceled our board meetings. And so, but we're still pushing ahead. We're working on a little project up at the Rotary Villa, trying to renovate a couple of those suites. So we're still doing some things, but the majority of the big events have been pretty much canceled.
Yeah, once you make your adaptation, it's just changing routine, and that's what we're trying to get people to do as best they can. I'm saying, for me, I go for a workout every day, and you realize what a big part of life it is.
You're absolutely right. Well, one of the things we're trying to do in our restaurant is make it virtually contactless. In other words, we're not going to touch the people, and we don't want them to touch us. We want to keep the kitchen area as clean as possible, and so we're encouraging people to use debit and credit and those kinds of things rather than cash, so that the cash doesn't have to go from one person to another.
They can still use the kiosks then, too.
Absolutely, they can still use the kiosk. And like that type of thing, we're cleaning them every 30 minutes. We're out there sterilizing and sanitizing them. So, yeah, it's an interesting time we're going through.
I worked in fast food in high school, and that's 110 years ago. But I know even then. No, it's true, though. Fast food restaurants, for what anybody wants to say about nutritional value and whatever else, but the cleanliness is always such a big thing. It's a big part of being an owner of any franchise restaurant, McDonald's or not.
Yeah,
right?
You're absolutely right. We're spending so much time just ensuring those responsibilities are fulfilled, like hour by hour.
Very good. Is there anything else we can help for you to get the word out to your people then?
Well, no. The only thing, we're still open exactly the same hours here in Cranbrook. The drive-thru opens at 5 a.m. and closes at 1 a.m. and the takeout, if you came into the lobby, it opens at 5 as well and closes at 11. Down in Fernie, we're at the same hours there, open at 7 and closing at 10 at night.
Thank you so very much for coming on.
Good, yeah. And thanks very much too, Dennis.
Yeah, very, very welcome. David Kaiser from Cranbrook McDonald's, and representing Fernie, of course.